And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 7th of May, 2010. It was on this day, 1718, the French-Canadian Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne de Bienville discovered the city that would come to be called New Orleans. He called it La Nouvelle Orléans, named for Philippe d'Orléans, the regent of France. The birthplace of jazz, city that gave us Louis Armstrong, Fats Domino, Mahalia Jackson, Wynton Marsalis, Harry Connick Jr., gave us John Kennedy Toole, author of the novel A Confederacy of Dunces, set in New Orleans. Truman Capote, born in New Orleans in 1924, and Anne Rice, born in New Orleans 1941, who gave us The Vampire Chronicles. Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, entitled Morning in America. What draws you to them at first is the nicknames they have for each other, and their little jokes, like the remark the woman makes to her co-host about his tie, then apologizes and even touches it so she seems to more than like him. And why not? He's handsome in a regular guy, unthreatening sort of way, and when they all come back from a commercial, you almost wonder whether the blonde who does the news might be a little jealous, given how she keeps it up about the tie. Or maybe you think just for an instant, how is it possible for him to watch her all dressed up in her serious costume to read the news each morning and not sometimes think of her in that way? But when you happen to catch it the next morning, she brings in pictures of her baby, and you say, wait a minute, she has a whole other life off the set. This is a job, and these people are professionals. The newswoman herself, for openers, reading right through the bad news about all the shoppers who blew up in the open market in Iraq and the shocking statistics about obesity in the United States, unable, no matter how hard she tries, to avoid a touch of sadness on her face, as if, what can she do besides continue to be thin and appealing herself? Which is when you really appreciate the fat laughing guy who does the weather, because you can be serious for just so long. And anyway, there's always a silver lining in every dark cloud, like he says. For instance, the ones hovering right here over the Midwest, gesturing toward the cloud graphic spinning into place. And even though everybody groans over his corny joke, including the ones behind the camera you can't see, it sort of speaks for the whole show. Okay, the rock star can come on to pitch her new CD, but not without talking about how she overcame depression and drug use. And the man selling the book about his mother's Alzheimer's has to explain how forgetting who she was made them closer, since basically this is all about helping you, looking in, deal with whatever life throws at you, as the male co-host puts it, turning between guests to his partner while she nods thoughtfully under her hair, because she doesn't really think of this as a job. She should be paying the network, she says, not the other way around. Though right now they have to go to a commercial again. Not just one, of course, but 10 or 15. The same old thing of models pretending they are amazed housewives or sick husbands or doctors in lab coats saying, buy this, buy that. So you can't wait to get back to some human beings who care about each other and about us, and who are who they really are. A poem by Wesley McNair entitled Morning in America, from his collection Lovers of the Lost, New and Selected Poems, published by David R. Godin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.